The majesty of the savannah is perhaps best understood from above. Sweeping fields give way to patches of trees, dotted here and there with lakes that sustain the local wildlife. What you see here is not a patch of snow, for it is far too late in the season for that. As the drone descends, it becomes clear that the entire lake has been taken over by migrating swans. Their pure white coats giving the impression of a wintry oasis among the scrubby bush. Tyler fancied himself a modern-day Duke of Hazzard, but town folk, on the other hand, considered him a menace. Sheriff Jackson finally caught up to him after his 10th pass down Main Street, just after 3 a.m. With Dixie blazing from his subwoofers and a 40-ounce dangling in his hand outside the driver's side window, he could do all the rebel yelling he'd like. But that still wouldn't keep Tyler out of his cell tonight. Carrie was always in control on the rapids. Even in the worst conditions, she managed to steer her boat safely back to shore, giving a thrill to the paying customers along the way. Today, however, with the river swollen by a sudden storm, invisibility down to near zero in the driving rain, Carrie was in real danger for the first time she could remember. Kevin thought Finn Lu was the most beautiful thing he had ever seen. She was the embodiment of his perfect woman. In bed, however, Finn Lu was a little shy, holding Kevin at bay whenever he tried to press beyond a little kiss and cuddle.
What's that?
Kevin was starting to suspect that his dream girl might not be everything he thought she was.
Oh my God, what have I got myself into?
After all, they say the prettiest ladies in Thailand aren't ladies at all. No one knew why she did it. Perhaps she had been a victim of an abusive relationship or had another reason to be angry with men. The reason didn't matter, though. All Detective Parsons was worried about was getting her off the street.